Scary Stories
from a Cat in the Dark.
Hello and welcome to Scapey Stories from a Cat in the Dark. My name is Jordan D. White, and I'm here to introduce yet another episode of Scapey Stories where we are telling Herbert West, Reanimator. Isn't that right, Scapey?
Yes, that is right. I am telling it because I'm good at telling, and it's good.
Yes, it is very good. So we are on part five. Last time we told part four, and it was listened to by Mr. Nektori Steloff. Dr. Steloff, would you like to tell us what happened in that episode?
Oh, yes. It's not a problem. In that episode, there is narrator and there is Herbert West. And Herbert West is a doctor who wants to bring things back from the dead. Okay, so he got a body and he was like, will you help me bring it back from the dead? And the narrator says yes. And then he says, well, I will do stuff to it. But really, the body is not dead. It is alive and he kills the body right there.
No, that's not what happened!
Well, Scape, that is what happened. And you know that that's what happened because that says it in this week's installment.
Well, that's not how it said it, though.
Well, no, because the narrator did not know that he was killing him, but he was killing the man, and then he put in the resurrection juice in an injection, and the body came back to life, and it said, Herbert West killed me.
No, but that's not what he said, though. He was like, something about needles, because needles are scary.
Yes, but, you know, that is what he implied.
All right, well, I guess that's basically the whole story so far.
Yes, thank you.
This week, we are very lucky to have with us a guest from Debatatorium, a debater who is still in the running for Debatator of the Year 2007, Giorgio.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
I'm good. Are you ready for a scary story?
Oh, yes, I love scary stories.
Okay, well, Dr. Steloff caught you up on what happened, so you ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
Okay, Herbert West, Reanimator, H.P. Lovecraft. Part 5, The Horror from the Shadows. Okay, so like, once upon a time, I was in World War I, okay? And I was like, in the army, as a doctor, because I'm a doctor, you know. And a lot of people have talked about really terrible things that they saw in the war. Well, I'll tell you what. I did too, man. I saw some stuff, like this horrible thing, like the scariness that comes from something in the shadows, okay? So, like I said, I was in the army, and the reason I was in the army is I was in the army before most of America because I was in the Canadian part of the army because we wanted to get into World War I earlier than possible.
Were you Canadian?
No, I'm American, but I went to Canada to join the army to fight World War I.
Canadians don't fight wars.
Well, maybe they just get lots of Americans because I was American.
So Canadians recruit Americans to fight their wars so they don't have to fight the wars?
Well, maybe. But I just know that I am an American cat, and I went to Canada as a doctor and joined the army as a doctor.
Well, they must be desperate.
What do you mean? I'm good at it. I'm a good doctor.
You just said you're a cat. Are cats allowed to be doctors and fight in armies, wars?
I was a doctor in America, but I'm a cat in real life. And I was not in the army in real life. I was in the army in the story.
Well, in the context of the story, you just said you were a cat, so you need to keep your story straight, all right?
The story is straight. I am a cat, but... Look, in the story, maybe I'm not a cat. It doesn't say, for sure. But in real life, I'm a cat, so I just said I was a cat.
Fine.
Okay, so what was I saying? I was in Canada. I mean, I was not in Canada. I was in Europe, but I was fighting as a doctor in the Canadian Army. And the reason I was doing that was because Herbert West, who was my friend and who I assisted, he really wanted to go. And the reason he really wanted to go was to have access to lots of dead bodies and body parts.
What good would the parts do?
Well, you'll see. It's kind of gross.
Oh, no.
Well, he was really excited to join the army. He was like, oh, good, 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 good. And this is after a whole bunch of stuff that happened. Because, yeah, when I first met him, I was like, we're awesome, we're good friends, and I was totally into all the same things he was into. And he was like, I'm going to bring things back from the dead. And I was like, oh, I like bringing things back from the dead too. So let's do that. And so we were going to do that. And then we did it to animals. And then we were like, we're going to do it to people. And it was tough. Because you had to get them fresh. You had to get the freshest possible body in order to make it work. And so that means he ended up kind of wanting fresher and fresher. And then eventually he started looking at living people like, oh, hey, I could bring that back from the dead. Yeah.
What was that, supposed to be sexy or something?
No, it was like bringing it back from the dead. It started freaking me out. I started to be like, okay, creepy. Why is he always looking at living people all weird? And then eventually, Dr. Steloff said, he killed somebody just so he could bring him back from the dead. And it worked for like a minute, but still, that's not cool.
Yeah, but seriously, how much more fresher can you get than that?
Well, that's really fresh, but, you know, it's still not cool.
Well, no, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that should have sort of been like defeat for him to be like, oh, I got the freshest buddy I could. You know how I know? Because I killed him. But seriously, if you can't get any fresher than that, it's obviously not going to work if that only worked for a couple seconds. So why can't he just give up? Because, I mean, all the bodies that you're going to get at war are going to be all, like, mangled.
Well, but that's the thing. He didn't see that as defeat. He saw it out as success. He was like, oh, guess what? I brought him back to life. His brain still worked. He was able to talk. Yeah, it didn't rest, but I've proven that you can bring things back from the dead, and I've proven that, you know, that there's nothing but chemical reactions in the body. That's all that everything is.
I guess I just figured that, you know, you'd want that sort of thing if it worked to work long term.
And I think he will try to make it work better, really. But he was like, success. And what really was screwed up is that once he'd killed somebody, he was like, well, now I could do anything. Now I don't care. I've already killed somebody. Whatever. And so then he was like, he could do anything. He could break the law. He could steal things. Because he just didn't care anymore. He was just like, all that matters is what I want. Blah, 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 blah. And it started freaking me out. And eventually I was like, tell you what, you're not a cool guy anymore, really. Because I've realized that he used to have science as his, like, ultimate goal. But then eventually it just got to being weird. He was just like, hey, check it out. I can do this. Ha ha. And he would do it. And I'd be like, okay, come on. Don't mess around with the dead thing. Come on.
So then if science isn't his ultimate goal anymore, what's his new goal?
He just was like, hey, I wonder if I could do this. And he did it.
So he just wants to be an asshole. Oh, shit. Can I swear you're going to beat me out? I love getting beeped out. That's hot.
No, look, yes, you're getting beeped out because you're not allowed to swear, but he was kind of being that thing because he would just do stuff. Well, let me get more specific. He started thinking like, hey, so now I've brought back somebody from the dead, but I wonder if I could just bring back parts. Like, remember you were saying, what do you do with parts? Well, he was like, maybe I could just bring back parts.
That seems pointless. Like, what good are parts going to do to people? For people, I mean.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He wasn't about science. He was just like, hey, I wonder if I could. And that's why he did it. And it's like, how about a better reason?
But isn't that science just, you know, curiosity and all that stuff?
No, dude, no.
All right, then.
Okay, look, there was a little bit of science. There was a little. Like, he was like, maybe the consciousness does not lie solely in the brain. Did you think of that?
I definitely did not think of that.
Well, that's what he was thinking of. And so he was like, tell you what, why don't we join the army and we could get lots of parts, So that's why we joined the army. And we were like, okay, doing stuff. And I joined the army with him because he was like, join it with me. And I was like, okay, fine. And so he was doing experiments and he had to explain a lot of weird noises because not only would dead things come back to life, scream a lot, first of all, there was also lots of shooting because he would be like, bring this back to life. And then it would be like, I will kill you. And he would have to shoot it. And people would be like, tell you what, why are you shooting people in the army hospital, weirdo? And he would be like, no reason.
We think that'd sort of be normal and they'd be used to hearing gunfire.
Yeah, but not in the hospital part.
Oh. Well, then shouldn't you be doing it somewhere else that isn't the hospital?
Well.
You know, like in a trench or something.
You would think, but then what? But he's a doctor. What's he doing in a trench?
This stuff.
Well, yeah. Anyway, so he started bringing back parts. And it had to do with, he made this special goop out of reptile DNA or something. And it was like, gross, but whatever. That's what he was doing, okay?
Okay.
He had a little pot of it that was just bubbling, like a little bubbling goo, bubble, 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 in the shadows. And I was like, okay, gross. And he was like, whatever. So then one night, okay, get this.
Kidding.
One night we get a dude that's in a crash of a plane, this doctor. His name was Dr. something, I don't remember. But he crashes his brain coming to visit us, okay? And this dude was coming to visit us partially because he knew about the reanimation stuff. And he was like, oh, that's pretty cool. But he gets crashed the plane and he dies because his head gets decapitated.
Oh my god.
Yeah. So, but Herbert was like, well, I'll tell you what, it's still pretty fresh. And I got an idea. And I was like, okay, what is your idea, Robert West?
We can rebuild him.
Well, we can reanimate him.
Same thing.
It's similar. So he's like, okay, he takes the body, he takes the head, and he's like, I don't need the head right now. I don't want to use the head, haha. And he just takes the head, and to save the head for Raider, he puts it in the pot of goop that's bubbling in the shadows. He's like, I'll save that for Raider, I'll save that for Raider. And then he starts working on the body. And he's like, I will fix the body up. So, needles, Fred, whatever. And, no head, though. He puts some skin over where the head is supposed to be, okay?
Where's the skin from?
From another dead guy.
Oh, it's not even his own skin, that's gross. Because I know that, like, some people will go, like, the doctor, and they'll, like, want to bigger lip or something, it'll take their ass and like put it on their lips, and it's gross too, but this is grosser.
No, this was like somebody else's skin.
Ass?
Skin.
Ass skin?
Well, maybe. What's the difference?
The level of gross.
It wouldn't be the butthole.
I guess that's true. Because then there'd be a hole rather than just skin.
Although, now that you mention it, you would think there would need to be a hole so it could breathe, right?
Ooh. Oh.
So maybe it's the butthole. So anyway, he's working away. He's making the body better. He's fixing it.
Butthole, yes.
With a butthole, maybe. But he's
hole. Dead. I'm sorry, I'll stop.
No, listen, okay? Okay. Now, Herbert West, doing his thing. He's thinking, I've proven that there's no soul. So now I'm going to prove that the mind is an illusion as well, and that our bodies could just go without a mind. So he's making this head with Finn, and he shoots in the juice, the special reanimation juice, squirts it inside of the body, okay?
Okay.
And, guess what?
What?
It worked. It comes back to life. The body starts thrashing around like hugga-dugga-dugga, except it doesn't say anything because...
There's a butthole, no head.
Right. And so it's thrashing around, making a ruckus.
Could you describe the ruckus?
Well, I said hugga-dugga-dugga.
Oh, thanks.
And then, basically, I think it was reliving the last seconds of its life when it was in a crashing airplane, and it was like, oh, no, they're flaring about. And then we heard, I'll tell you what, none of us can really say what it was. Herbert West used to say, hey, we were probably just hallucinating, because right afterwards, we could never tell, because right after we heard it, right after, like, the Germans blew up the building, and we all barely survived, okay? So he was like, we probably just hallucinated. And I was like, well... That's a little weird, because why did we both hallucinate the same thing, you know?
Yeah. What did you hallucinate?
Well, maybe we didn't hallucinate.
So you don't know if you were tripping balls or not?
No, but here's what we heard. The body's flashing around. The body's flaring. Flaring. And then we heard a sound, okay? And I can't really say that it was a voice, because it sounded really freaky, okay?
Freaky! Okay.
But it was a terrible sound. And it wasn't because of what it said, because all it said was, jump! For God's sake, jump! Okay?
Okay.
But what was really crazy was that where it came from, okay? Guess what? It came from the boiling pot of goop in the shadows where he put the head! The end.
Oh my god.
So that was very scary.
Yeah, I was pretty scared. I'm not gonna lie, your delivery at the end was delightful. I was like, oh, okay.
Good. That's what you're supposed to be, right? So I bet you're probably scared of stuff now. You wouldn't want to go into a war now, would you?
Well, I didn't want to go to war anyway because I'm kind of a coward, and they wouldn't want me because of something. But anyway, I'm not going to lie, part of the reason I was so scared was because I was actually thinking of funny things. Like you said, you'll never believe where it came from, and I was going to be like, oh, I better do. But then it wasn't what I thought.
What did you think?
Butthole.
No, it doesn't have a butthole in the story. We were theorizing.
Listen, regardless of where or the skin on his neck was taken from the other person, he's still at a butthole.
Well, yeah, he had a butthole. Right. But it was on his butt.
You said I'd never believe where it came from.
So why are you automatically thinking of a butthole?
Because that's what we were talking about.
You're wrong. That's not where it came from. It came from the head. Do you get it?
Well, yeah, I get it, but it's not as funny.
It's not a joke story!
I know.
So it's not supposed to be funny!
I didn't say it was funny. I said, wouldn't it be funny if... And it would have been if...
But you didn't say it would have been funny if. You said...
I implied it!
You said it's not as funny!
As if that.
Okay, good. So, Scape. That was kind of a lousy episode.
You're telling me.
No, it wasn't! That was a good one! What do you... That it had all of the hallmarks of Scape.
I jumped. I was like, ooh.
But you just said you were thinking of a butthole.
Yeah.
So is that why you jumped?
No, I don't know what you're implying about me and my butthole, but that it's inappropriate.
No. I don't... All right. Well, do you have a theory about the scary moral of Herbert West Reanimator Scapy?
Yeah, of course. Every time.
Okay. Well, what is it?
Yes, Scapy, pray tell, what is the scary moral?
The scary moral is the head in the corner can still talk.
That makes sense.
No, it doesn't make sense. That does not make sense. How does that make sense?
Well, it could. I mean, it did.
Yeah. Dad, did you listen to the story?
I read the story to you. In the first place. So yes, I know the story.
So then you know about the head.
And it's talking.
Talking head happens.
Kids can say.
That's a different talking head, and that's not scary.
Well, it is scary in this, because that's how the scare ends.
Okay. All right. Fine. So tell you what, I guess that's the end. That was the penultimate episode. So we only have one episode left of Herbert West Reanimator.
Yeah. I bet you I know how it's going to end.
No, if you're going to say with a head talking, I think you're probably wrong.
Well.
So are you going to be back to tell this story to the next person, Giorgio?
Sure, there won't be a problem at all. Let me clear my schedule. Done.
All right. All right. Excellent. Escape.
Okay. Next time on Scapy Stories, the final chapter.